Hi, this is Susie Larson. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast of Live the Promise. You know, shows like this are made possible because of your continued support of Faith Radio. To learn more, please check out our website at myfaithradio.com. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. In fact, it's hour two of Live the Promise. So if you just tuned in, oh my goodness, you missed an amazing first hour, but not to worry because the podcast will be up in a little bit and you can go back and catch it. This was our monthly edition of Grace and Truth with Craig Von Buzik. And what we do is we look at the news from a redemptive lens. And so we talked about some of the things that are alarming on the news today, things that can really inspire fear instead of faith. If you need some encouragement and a fresh perspective on what's going on in the world today, do go back and catch the first hour of Live the Promise. I really think you'll be challenged and encouraged. And it's easy to think there's nothing I can do. Well, there's things you can do. You can pray, you can believe, and you can obey when God leads you somewhere to serve. And don't underestimate the power of your influence. So the second hour here, we're going to do something special. You're my guest. We've done this one other time before, and we re-aired it several times. Got a lot of response from you and people asking, do it again, do it again. So here's what we're doing. It's a spiritual reset where it's just a time to kind of reset our perspective because we can lose perspective so easily. I've found that enemy often works in these three ways, many others, but these are common: discouragement, distraction, and diminishment. Let me explain. Oftentimes he wants to move us away from courage by discouraging us, by poking at us, constantly allowing us to encounter harassments, mean people, whatever it is, that make us look down rather than look up. Distraction. He baits us into using our time on things that weaken us, things that are less than God's best for us, and it distracts us from the high call that God has. And diminishment. He loves to spend time convincing you and I that we are less valuable than we are, that God's promises are less true than they are, that time is less precious than it is. He wants to diminish everything that's powerful and true in our lives. We got to not let him do that. And this first section here, what I want you to think about is how you get perspective again. When you find yourself living in reaction to your fears, reaction to mean people, reaction to your circumstances. I always say, and it's just been true for me, that God would much rather have us live in response to his love than reaction to any of this other stuff. And I know for me, I need a reset when I catch myself living in reaction to the stuff, to the mean people, whatever it is. And so it's time for confession, all right? If you've listened often enough, you've been hearing me say little bits and pieces about this. It's hard for me to talk about this particular thing on the air, but I have to because this is an honest time, right? This is an honest hour of truth here. I've been battling some discouragement, just being on the receiving end of some, what I like to call, well, I probably shouldn't call them that. I'm going to just say Bible snobs and Christian bullies. You know what I mean? They're out there where they're nitpicky, they're mean-spirited, and you can't please them. And it's so easy to lose courage when you're on the receiving end of that too much. Now, I'm not that often. I've received so many amazing emails and notes from all of you, and they're so encouraging. And it doesn't even mean that I'm above critique, that someone might not want to challenge something. And you're more than welcome to do that. And I welcome you to do that in a way that's loving and kind, to say, hey, what'd you mean when you said this? I appreciate that so much. I'm not going to get it right all the time when I'm on live radio 2 hours every day. And I want so much to rightly divide the word of truth. But what I'm talking about is when people are quick to react and they ream you and they send an email or they assign a motive. And like I said, I've only received a couple of personal slights, but you know, there were others that came in around some of the programmers that we have who are godly, amazing people. My dear assistant producer, Grace, is just she's just pure as the driven snow. She's the sweetest thing in the world. Got reamed for a clip that I played. And I just need you to know, I'm the senior producer. This was not Grace's thing. This was mine. And I would play that clip again. There was nothing wrong with it. It was amazing. But she got reamed so bad, it got under my skin because I love her and it wasn't her fault. I take responsibility. And I, like I said, would play it again in a minute because I just felt like the person who got offended by it was not hearing the whole story, right, in the context of the analogy that was being shared by a very respected pastor. But enough of those things happened in about a week and a half time that I started to feel like I was living in reaction, where I just was bruised and beat up by it. And it was diminishing my sense of calling. It was discouraging me. It was actually distracting me. And I had to get up this morning, and I just thought, I can't keep doing this, and I don't want little statements to eke out during the live show. And they have been, because I've been discouraged. And I got with the Lord this morning, and he just reminded me again, you're invited to live in response to my love. But when you start living in reaction to this stuff, you need a reset. And this song, I absolutely love. It's by Catherine Scott, and it says, "Search me and know me." And it's based on the passage on Psalm 139. "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts, and see if there's any offensive way in me, and lead me in your everlasting way." So here's the reset I'm going to have you do in a moment when I play this song. I want you to just search your own heart. I had the best time with God this morning, and I prayed for the people who hurt my feelings and made me mad, and I felt like they missed us. You know, I prayed for them and asked God, give them more of yourself. Give me more of yourself. Help us to all reflect your love. And, you know, this, I want you to hear this. God wants you and I to live in response to him, not in reaction to our fears, not in reaction to our hardships or even mean people. He's the one who determines our steps. And so when we catch ourselves being diminished, distracted, or discouraged, that's living in reaction to the stuff, right? So as you listen to this song, whether you're driving in your car or at home, I dare you to pray the words with the lyrics, "Search me, God," and let this be a reset so that you're in a right place, in a good place with the Lord, where you can live in response to his love, because that's where the power is, that's where the favor is, that's where the grace is to navigate the landmines that we're all going to run into. Listen to the song and pray along.
Search me, know me, try me and see every worthless affection hidden in me. All I'm asking for is that my naked.
sometimes it's hard to dare to pray that prayer when you're feeling like you're on the receiving end of things that are harsh and mean and not fair. But really, that's the place of freedom. I mean, God will deal with what's happened to you, but first he wants to get at what it's done in you. And I can't even tell you what it meant to just get before God and ask his forgiveness, really, for the angst in my soul, for that accumulative frustration of being just on the receiving end of really unkind people at times. And but by praying and blessing, I felt like I just got moved back into the center of his will. And I pray that you found that song to do the same for you, that as you just dare to pray, search me, oh God, know my heart. And then you reset your perspective and determine to live in response to God's love, not reaction to your circumstances. If you have to get back in his presence 10 times today and tomorrow to find that heart of peace, do it, because it's worth it and it'll impact how you respond to life, right? I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. In this hour, too, we're doing a spiritual reset. When we come back, we're going to talk about how it's easy to get under condemnation when you do blow it. Because you know what? When you're living in reaction to stuff, you're going to blow it. And then you can be condemned because that enemy first baits you. He seduces you into sin. Then he accuses you for being such a dope for falling into his trap. That's his way he does it. That's his M.O. We got to know how to come out from underneath the condemnation and remember who we are in Christ. We'll talk about that next. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise, Hour 2. And during this Hour 2, we're doing something a little different. We did it one other time before and re-aired that actually a few times and received such a big response from you saying, please do this again. And what we're doing is a spiritual reset. So whether you're driving in your car or if you're sitting at home, I hope you can engage with us. So what I'm doing is just talking about some different ways where we kind of get off track. We lose perspective. So how do we reset our faith perspective? So at the open of the show here, we talked about how the enemy uses these three avenues to get at us: discouragement, distraction, and diminishment, where he seeks to discourage us by just tripping us up, by sending harassment, by sending discouragers away towards us, where they have, like, you know, the gift of discouragement, where they're not speaking life, but anything but that. And distraction as well, where when we feel weary, that's when we're most tempted to medicate our pain, to medicate or squander our time on things that don't matter. They don't nourish our soul. They just make us that much more tired. And then there's diminishment, where that enemy wants to diminish the sense of call, diminish our sense of value, diminish the importance of the day, and even diminish the presence and the power of God, as if we can. But really, the enemy wants to not want you to be kind of convinced that God's promises aren't true, that Jesus doesn't totally delight in you, because his promises are true and he does delight in you. So that first section, we just listened to that song, Search Me and Know Me, where we can just say, no matter what I'm facing, no matter what I'm on the receiving end of, I have to choose my perspective. And Lord, I don't want to live in reaction to this stuff. I want to live in response to your love. Well, here in the next moment, we're going to talk about how you can kind of come under condemnation, because when you get into the reaction phase, some of your responses and reactions aren't going to be what they're going to be beneath you. They're not going to be what God wants them to be either. And then you can come under condemnation, because that's his next, you know, attack, is to condemn you so that you stay small. And this is what we're going to talk about in a minute, is just how to come out from underneath that condemnation. I want to take a call quick from Timothy, checking in from West St. Paul. Timothy, welcome. You're on the air.
Hi, Susie. Just wanted to give you a call of encouragement. You have just impacted my life in such a positive way, your program, and you're just a blessing, and I'm sure that I'm speaking for many people. So I just wanted to just call you and tell you that we're brothers and sisters in Christ, and I love you.
Wow. I love you too, Timothy, and I wanted to say thank you, really, truly. You know, we can't even underestimate the power of a word of encouragement, so that you would take time out of your day to do that. I just bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Susie. God bless you.
God bless you, dear brother. Appreciate that so much. And I pray that you all know that I'm not expecting cards and flowers and gifts at this point. But thank you. That means so much. Just was a tough week, and I know you've had them before, too, but that's why we're doing the reset, where you can really just take some time and pray through these songs. And so this last weekend, I spoke at an event, and I've done this message a few times before, but on this stage, if you can picture it, I have an orphan table and an air table. So the orphan table is just looks like a place where a beggar would sit. And the air table looks like a place where royalty would sit. And my whole point is that we tend to vacillate back and forth between these tables in our perspective of our lives, our status before God, based on if life is going well and if we are doing well. But you need to know that in Christ, you're a new creation. You have a spot at that table of grace because of grace alone. And so there exists in the spiritual realm a chasm between these two. You don't bounce back and forth from orphan status to heir status, but we do when we blow it. And so sometimes when you start to get fruit in your life and you're walking faithfully with God and picture yourself sitting at the heir table, people will come up to you and say, you know, how'd you get like that? Or tell me about your journey. The temptation is to take credit, saying, you know, I do devotions a lot, or I give and I tithe and I whatever. And of course, that's exactly what the enemy wants you to do, is take credit for the reason you get to sit at that heir table, because it's the very place he'll accuse you when you're not doing it. So picture yourself at the orphan table and him saying to you, you overate again, or you overspent again, or you wasted time again. Sit there and think about what you've done. And that's what he wants us to do. And what do? We sit there and we think about what we've done. And I want you to picture yourself sitting there and then hearing Jesus say, no, 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 don't sit there and think about what you've done. Get over here and sit here and think about what I've done. Because we get to sit at that table of grace. We are heirs. We have a royal status, not because of anything we've done, but because of what he's already done. So even when you come under condemnation, you got to remember, the enemy doesn't get to throw that at you, because there's now, therefore, no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So if you're in a place right now where you're just beating yourself up and you're down on yourself because you've blown it, I've been there too. You know, I just feel like that. And I want to please God so much that I get down when I don't do it right. But I have to remember that I have a place at the table of grace because of grace. And so do you. So when the enemy's saying, think about what you've done, I want you to think about what the Lord has done. This song rocks my world, and I pray it blesses you too. Listen in.
Turn me around.
How about you? I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. More coming up in a moment. Don't go away. With us. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. We're doing a spiritual reset show today. We've done this before and heard from so many of you asking us to do it again. So here we are. Today we're talking about the ways that enemy comes against us that kind of keep us from the best perspective that God has, from that life-giving, just intimacy with God. And so I'm addressing three things, the way that enemy comes against us: discouragement, distraction, and diminishment. So he'll send situations and people who maybe aren't operating in grace and truth, so to speak, and will, you know, have the gift of discouragement, will just discourage you. And sometimes maybe they don't mean to, but it just lands on us on a wrong day, wrong moment, and it hits us and we're discouraged. Enemy would love to get us looking down because God wants us to look up. Also, he baits us into distraction where we waste our time on things that are less than God's best. We feed on things that weaken our soul. He would love that because it slows us down on this race. And diminishment. He wants so much to skew our perspective, the importance of us, our value before God, the value of our call, the precious gift of time, the value of God's promises and the offer of his presence. If the enemy can skew our perspective on what an amazing, priceless treasure we've been given in Christ, and he diminishes our sense of these things, our own choices will sabotage our calling. So we've talked about when we start to live in reaction to people, mean people, and our stuff, rather than response to God, and we played a song just to reset and get our heart and perspective back in order. Then, before the break, we talked about when we're living in reaction, our choices tend to follow suit, and we do things beneath us. We do things that are far beneath what God would have us do, and then enemy comes at us with the condemnation. So how do you get out from under the condemnation? Well, now we're going to talk about when you feel like you're faced with an overwhelming task. For me, again, this was part of my tough week last week because here I was battling discouragement, battling distraction because of so many of those things. I've got a new book coming out in a couple of weeks that I'm really super excited about, and there's a DVD that goes with it. But there's such a big launch going into it. There's a lot of buzz around the book. Thrilled about that. But I'm supposed to be writing another book right now. And if my publisher's listening, I'm working on it, technically speaking, but I'm behind, okay? And so I have this deadline before me, and it feels like an insurmountable task. It doesn't feel like it so much today, but last week, as I felt exhausted, discouraged, distracted, diminished, then facing this insurmountable task, overwhelm me completely. And don't you get there sometimes when you're beat around a little bit and then you've got this big task? In that frame of mind, it seems impossible. And I saw this verse last night and I tweeted it. I just love it. Joel 3:10 says this: "Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the weak say, I am strong." And in scripture, it talks about not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. So if you're facing an overwhelming task or you're just overwhelmed by your life, hear this, friend. There is no substitute for the power of the living God in your life. In our weakness, he shows himself strong. So I dare you, humble yourself and then trust him. And I do pray you get a sense of his power. When you think about it, not by might, not pulling yourself up by your bootstraps, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. And that means power of armies, power of all the people that you have on your side. We can get something done in numbers, that's true. But the power of the Holy Spirit can do what nobody else can. That's where the multiplication happens. I want you to hear this song. I love this song by Robin Mark. It's called Not By Might. Listen in, and as you listen, pray and offer your life again as a living sacrifice and give him the mountain that you're facing and saying, Lord, I can't, but together we can. And so I'm weak, and the weak, I'm going to say, let the weak say, I am strong. Because even here in my weakness, I'm strong in you. Listen in.
No, not by might,
About that, it does seem like an insurmountable task to see our nation turned around, doesn't it? And the strength is not in the strength of the horse or the strength of the army. Of course, there's importance. I hope you don't misinterpret that. Of course, it's important to have strong military, but I'm saying our hope is in the Lord, to see our nation turn around, to face whatever task seems insurmountable to you. There is no substitute for the power and the presence of God. And think about this. Scripture says, one day, every knee will bow. Every knee will bow. Every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Some are going to go down voluntarily, others involuntarily, but every knee, every single knee will bow and confess that Jesus is Lord. I want you to picture it, because this is the truth. Life on earth is short. Eternity is long. And so may we, you and I, as God's people, may we live by faith with eternity in mind. So when we see the things that frustrate us, things that hurt us, things that feel impossible to us, remember this, we only see part of the story. So we got to live by faith. And our light and momentary trials are achieving for us, the scripture says, a weightiness of glory in us that far outweighs any battles we're going to face. So let the Lord do his work in you. And I'm going to let him do his work in me, in the things that hurt me and frustrate me and make me afraid and completely stress me out. Because if you can stop, and if I can stop and say, these afflictions, well, they're light and momentary compared to the weight of glory they're going to produce in me when I see Jesus again. That should get you excited. It sure gets me excited. I want you to hear a portion of this next song, then we'll take it out to break. It's called Kings and Nations. Picture it. Every knee bowing, every tongue confessing. Picture it and listen to this song by Robin Mark. A short break. When we come back, more Spiritual Reset. I hope you're enjoying the journey. I sure am. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
You're the joy, 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 light in my soul. The joy, 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 making me whole. Though I'm broken, I am running into your arms. Oh.
Thanks for tuning in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise, having a really precious time in the second hour doing a spiritual reset. As I mentioned before, we've done this one other time. I think it was, I don't know, a couple of years ago. And then we've probably re-aired it three times. And every time we do, we receive requests from you saying, do this again, do this again. So what is a spiritual reset? And if you've just tuned in, you're wondering what in the world I'm talking about. It's just a time to pause and reset perspective. And the three things I'm focusing on today that kind of just tell you if you need a reset is if you're battling discouragement, distraction, or feeling diminished in any way. These are ways that enemy comes against us. And when we don't stop and take care of this stuff and get a right perspective again, we tend to sin out of those places, react out of those places. God wants us to live in response to his love, not in reaction to the things that frustrate us. And the enemy knows exactly what our number is and what will frustrate us. What will hurt you is probably different than what would hurt me, but he knows how to get at us, right? And so if you're battling discouragement, it's just time to pause. During the first part of the second hour, we played a song where we could just spend some time praying and ask God, give me a fresh perspective on the things that discourage me. And if you're feeling distracted, Lord, help me to reset my perspective so that I know that I can't do anything apart from your power. I want to give my best yes to you. I want to put my feet in the center of your will. I don't want to waste my time on things that weaken me. And then diminishment, how the enemy truly skews our perspective of how important we are to the Lord, how important our calling is, how precious the day is. None of us know if we have tomorrow, but we have today. Oftentimes that enemy will diminish our perspective of the honor and the glory of the holiness of God. And we forget that he is God. He's the star-breathing God. We forget how true his promises are. And so a part of a reset is to stop and remember who it is you're talking to when you're praying. Remember what he thinks about you. He doesn't ever roll his eyes at you and breathe a heavy sigh when you come to him. The Bible says you can come boldly and confidently and be assured of his glad welcome. He's so taken with you Nobody can gossip enough about you to him to make him change his mind about you. And so when you stop and pray and you say, you know, our Father who art in heaven, that Father, the star-breathing God, takes intimate delight in you. He cares deeply about the desires of your heart. And some of the dreams in your heart, he put there. And he wants you to walk intimately. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And every way he can, diminish, distract, and discourage you, he will. If you're walking around that way, and I have been, this is why I'm doing this reset today, is it's time for reset. It's time for us to remember that the one who put the stars in place belongs to us, and we belong to him. And so here is the song from Selah. I love this song again. It just gives me the holy goosebumps. It's the Lord's Prayer. And part of your reset now is to pray the Lord's Prayer along with this song and remember who you are. Remember whose you are. Listen in.
Powerful.
I've so enjoyed this time. I pray that you have too. We've got one more song we're going to try to go out with, but I'm going to talk about just speaking to your soul. If you remember when David was in the Battle of Ziklag, it seemed like everything was against him, and he strengthened himself in the Lord. I mean, his own friends were starting to doubt him. Imagine everything falling apart. Maybe you're there now. There's times where we have to speak to our soul. Come on, soul, look up. And we got to remind our souls who God is, right, and who he is to us. So I challenge you as you listen to the rest of the song, and I'll come back and pray. Guard your heart and your mind and your perspective. I want you, and I'm going to do the same, quit fixating on the things that trouble your soul. Fix your eyes on Jesus. And this is something that's so important for both of us to remember. No one can steward your perspective for you. Only you can choose where you gaze, what you say, how you pray. So I challenge you, look up today. Let's listen to the song, Peace Be Still by Emmanuel Live.
Far above what I can see, beyond the things I think I need, and I believe you're holding me here, wait for you to speak. Far above trust your love won't let go. Once again, remind my soul.
Should we? Father, thank you for this time. Thank you for freedom. Help us to remember, Lord Jesus, that our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us a glory that far outweighs them all. Lord, in this day where the love of most is growing cold, help us to be people with red, hot, passionate love for one another, that we would walk in the fullness of God, that we would regard people from your point of view, from your perspective. Help us to walk so intimately with you that when they encounter us, they encounter you. Lord Jesus, help us to live as ones who are spoken for. We love you, Lord. Fill us again. Fill us afresh and reset our perspective in Jesus' name.
His ways, his ways are
You know, if there's ever a time for Christians to pray powerfully and passionately in faith, it is now. I'm Susie Larson. You've been listening to Live the Promise. I pray you're encouraged today. If so, share it with a friend. God bless you. Meet you back here next time.